Banff, Bow Valley Regional Transit Services Commission is hoping to hop on board with a provincial funding announcement. Local transit officials say the new $159 million federal-provincial grant program announced last week to support municipal transit systems affected by the COVID-19 pandemic is much needed to help Rome's Banff, Canmore and regional bus services. "We're excited to see the commitment," said Martin Bean, Chief Administrative Officer of Bow Valley Regional Transit Services Commission, BVRTSC. "We will be glad to learn more of the details as we move through the process." Rome transit ridership was significantly affected during the COVID-19 pandemic, and therefore revenues and operations were impacted too. Bean said Rome saw a ridership record of 1.5 million riders throughout the system in 2019, before plummeting to about 560,000 in 2020 after the pandemic hit. With both expenses and revenues down as a result, Bean said BVRTSC adjusted Rome's schedule and services to match demand in 2020. "It was primarily an essential service rather than a visitor service," he said. "Even in 2021, we were still less than 50% of the 2019 ridership. We're seeing the numbers come back up early in 2022. In 2019, revenues from ridership totaled approximately $2.7 million, dropping to $982,000 in 2020. Bean said this was directly due to COVID and the reduced ability and desire for people to travel. "Rome reduced service somewhat to compensate and put in significant safety measures to ensure that we could still operate essential transit services within the Bow Valley," he said. In 2021, revenues from ridership increased to $1.46 million, still a substantial shortfall from the revenues realized in 2019. The town of Banff will begin its fare-free transit for residents on May 20. The town of Canmore approved increased weekday service to every 35 minutes and increased service on Sundays. Alberta Transportation Minister Rajan Sani said the government will step up with $79.5 million for transit systems in Alberta municipalities that are feeling the financial pinch brought on by the pandemic, which matches the federal government's recent funding announcement. "Barring any questions from the federal government on our approach, we will be moving quickly to advance grant agreements with municipalities and get checks out the door," the minister said in a March 11 press release. This plan allows for providing municipalities with nearly $159 million to help offset losses to transit revenue, which in turn has affected their operating costs. Municipal transit systems suffered financial losses during the pandemic with people working and studying remotely and using transit less, but in the Bow Valley, a drop in tourism also had a dramatic financial impact on Rome Transit. Minister Sani said as people start returning to work, public transit is a critical component to economic recovery. "Public transit is an essential service, in particular for students who are returning to on-campus learning, seniors and other vulnerable populations who may be re-entering the workforce to get to and from work or re-engaging in social activities," she said. "These agreements will require commitments from recipient municipalities to utilize all funds on transit operating shortfalls or transit capital."